Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to One Woman's Wisdom. This is Cheryl Patton, and it's December 31st, 2010. I want to say Happy New Year morning to all in Australia and New Zealand. And Sherry, I wish you much safety as Northwest Australia is really being hit with some wicked weather. Happy New Year to all the members of the Barefoot Broadcast and the listeners in UK because they just hit the stroke of midnight. So be safe going home. And for those of us in the States and Canada, it's on its way. So be particularly safe if you're out and about this evening. Whether you're listening in live or in the archives, again, I'd like to thank everyone for attending this segment of One Woman's Wisdom, broadcasted this evening from the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia, where it actually got to the mid-50s today. Now, that's really great for us because all we've been doing is living in the frozen tundra. So all I heard was the dripping of snow melting, and I really appreciated that. Before I get started, I want to draw your attention to the website I posted in the chat room, and it's www.onewomanswisdom, and that's with a numerical one.com. Let me help you strategize your 2011 year with a session this coming week. And even better, you can get my readings at a 25% off discount just by becoming a Barefoot Soulmate. And if you don't know about the Barefoot Soulmates, there's another one. Go to www.carlmunson, and I'll spell that for you, carlmunson.com, and discover how you can do this tonight, and you will receive a wealth of discounts. Now, due to popular demand, we're going to do a repeat of the Christmas show. And for those in the chat room who wish a reading, and I'm using 8-number numerical blueprints, I'll be reading as much as of your numerical blueprint as possible. So I hope you've come prepared with a pen and plenty of paper. For those in the chat room who wish to have readings, let me know if you want. Just put in the chat thing, I want a reading, and I'll jot your Blog Talk username down. When it's your turn, I'll let you know, because if I get too many screens, I can't find my switchboard, I can't find the chat room, and then I just have to pop the screens off and you'll have to send me that information again. So what I need you to do is just let me know if you need a reading, and then when it's your turn, what you'll want to do is click on One Woman's Wisdom, the name on the right, I should be somewhere up there at the top, choose private message, and I'm going to need the name you use every day, that's your first and last name, your name as it appears on your birth certificate, because that's for your destiny number, and your birth date. And I can repeat that for you when the time comes. So right now, anyone in the chat room that wants to have a reading, just let me know, and I'm going to start jotting names down. And also, I'm going to be taking calls from online or on the telephones, but those are on the telephones. We don't want you to give your names. I'll be reading just from your birth date because we want to keep privacy. We don't want to have any identity theft going on. So right now, for those in the chat room, please let me know. Okay, Skating Angel, I've got you. And I tell you what, Skating, why don't you go ahead and give me your information again, the name you use every day, first and last. And then the second one is your name as it appears on your birth certificate, and then your birth date. But I'll need your last name as well for your power name. So just go ahead. You can just go ahead and pop that in there. And in the meantime, while you're getting that together, I'm going to take a call online and I'll be right back. I'm going to bring up a number, 561-212. 561-212. Let's see. Skype's having a little trouble bringing you online. Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
There? Yeah. I didn't think I was going to make it there for a moment. It just kept thinking and thinking. But how are you this evening?
Good. Happy New Year.
You too. And who do I have online?
Lena from Florida.
Oh, great. Well, your weather's got to be a whole lot warmer than ours up here, that's for sure. And Lena, would you like to have a reading this evening?
I would love one.
Okay. May I have your birth date, please?
March 7th, 1962.
March 7th, 1962. Well, let's see what happens at the stroke of midnight for you on this one. March 7th, 1962. You are a one life path, which tells me you've got a lot of motivation. You have you can be very, I wanted to say you can be very independent, but you also have that drive that when there's something you really want, you can really go after it. Now you're leaving a 4 year, which tends
Thanks
to bring
God.
You a pardon me?
It was so stressful, the worst year of my life, really.
Oh. And it is about things about the house. It's usually things about that. When I say the house, it's not just the house building, but it's a home. Lots of things centering around your home that can take on. They're going to go into a personal year of five. And what that means is travel can be good. It can bring a lot of entertainment into your life. It can also bring a lot of different people into your life. If you're looking for a new relationship or new friendships, what you might do is enjoy them, but don't make a lot of real serious plans. If for instance, if you met someone that was just really exciting in 2011, take that relationship right into 2012 before you make a decision. Because one of the philosophies of a personal 5 years is that all that glitters is not gold. It seems like things that occur to us in a 5 year are just downright exciting. And so... just kind of weigh it out, but do give yourself a – just spoil yourself this year.
But I need it for the years I had.
That's right. Well, you go ahead and just spoil yourself. Enjoy it. Don't take things very seriously. And another thing that we say about a five-year, if you don't have to make a decision, wait until 2012. Now, we know you can't put your whole life on hold, but there's just a few things out there. If you don't have to do it, don't. Just, it's about you. I will say that a personal 5 year does resonate with your one life path, so this is very good. And also, you're born on a 7 day. So 1, 5, and 7 are actually natural numbers to each other. So I think that you're going to be able to see a whole different side of 2011. Much better for you.
Yeah, that 4 just threw me over the edge. I tell you, I had so many problems between financial, health, family, work, career. I mean, it hit me every angle. It was... My son is a life path 1, and he's going into a 4 year, so I'm a little concerned about that. You know, it's like, oh, boy.
Now, 4 years are not always stressful for everybody, but he will address things that are centered, again, around his home. And it's also a teaching year. It's also one where we are taught, but we also teach others. It's one where we are allowed to learn. So it all depends on, you know, what lessons he has to address. But I will tell you, now, for January, you're going to be going into a personal month of 6. And what that is about is it's about the family and all the dynamics of family. But February is going to be a personal month of 7 for you. And it's going to bring that rest that you have needed from last year. So it's a great month to start relaxing and just look within. And any type of spirituality or divination art that you're interested in, February is your month.
Yeah, I was thinking of taking some astrology, numerology classes online.
Wonderful. And as I said, for anything that's spiritual, February is going to be your strong month.
I've been going to school for the past 2 years at night, and mm-hmm. I was considering taking another class this semester, and then I changed my mind because I just can't afford to lose my financial aid
right.
if I don't do well. So I'm a little skeptical about taking on more classes right now.
And when I say, you know, even class, it could be as much as just going to the bookstore and buying something that you enjoy for when you just, you know, want to kick back and not have to study every moment. Now, I know what it's like to have to study every moment. But in February, if you just want to, if you have time for yourself and you just want to go to the bookstore and pick up something that, that just kind of jumps out at you, that would be a good month. Really is.
Because I'm finding I'm losing a lot of, you know, I don't know, motivation in school right now. I don't know where, you know, I'm not looking forward to going back in January. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe,
your personal five, when we get into to 2011, which is only hours away now, a 5 year brings a lot more energy to you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. When you're in a four, that four mode, you're more wanting to stay at home, more
yeah.
the homebody, but not a 5 year. 5 year says, I want to get going. I've got more energy. Here we go. So expect to see that. And also just take care of yourself. This all astrology and numerology aside, 5 years are a good time. If you want decide you want to go on any type of a program, such as a health program, go ahead.
Yeah, I put on 25 pounds in the past 2 years, so I joined the gym. I'm trying to lose weight.
Wonderful. That's a good thing to do during a 5 year. Absolutely. So you have to let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to run back to the chat room because I'm going to check on skating and see how, let's see what I've got. There we go. Okay, skating, I've got your information. It's just going to be a few minutes because I'm going to start adding up here, and I'm also going to be writing all this information down. So if you hear me disappear for just a moment, it's just because I'm adding up. And get your paper out because I'm going to get ready. Okay. Okay, skating. I will repeat these, but I'm going to give them to you as they come up for me. You have a power name of 7. And I'm going to get your destiny number here. You have a destiny number of 1. So far I've got 2 numbers that are, I don't know if you can hear that binging. Every time I hit a Y, it's going to ring. So I don't know if it's ringing for you in the chat room, but it is for me. Okay, you have a soul number of 9. You have a personality number also of 7, a power name of 7. You were born on an 8 day. Let me add up one more set of numbers here. You have a life path of 7. We've got a lot of 7s here. You have an attitude number of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4. And you have a maturity number of 8. So let me take a peek here. Number 1, the first thing that's popping out at me. Are you ready, skating? Here we go. The first thing that is popping out at me is you have 3 7s. It is absolutely necessary for you to have faith in this life. Your spirituality is what is going to be the driving force in your life. And also, being you have those 3 7s and you are a life path 7, what I see is you are probably one of those folks that is constantly asking, why am I here? What is my purpose? What am I destined for? What is my destiny in life? And the answer to all of those, because those questions can just drive you nuts sometimes, I know. And what it is it's not so much what we do in life or what we've come to do, because so many of us, our futures are not etched in stone, they're etched in water. We get to make a lot of choices for ourselves. But what it is that you need to have faith. You have to settle it within yourself that when life is over, did you still get through it believing that there was something more above what you are? Did you believe that there was a purpose or the divine in your life? But you also have a couple of, you have three business numbers. I'm looking at the eight. So you are also a person that would be excellent going into business, because whether it's your business, whether it's someone else's business, the numbers eight and the number four are very strong in the business numbers. 2, 4, and 8 is what we look at. But you also have that soul number of 9, which is the number of the humanitarian. And I really like this. If you are looking at doing something, whether as a home office business or just to add to what you're already doing, you have so many spirituality numbers with all those sevens. And you also have a destiny of 1. You are meant to touch people's lives. And you also have that soul number of 9. These are real caring numbers. They are numbers that I would advise anyone, if the divination arts or caregiving, to where you can blend in your spirituality, if that is something that is very important to you, that's what I would suggest that you pursue. I just keep going back to all three of those sevens. You are also a person who could work very well by themselves without having a great big group around them. And so anything, even writing, even sharing your experiences and your wisdom through writing would be excellent, whether it's freelance, whether you decide you wanted to actually write a book, but definitely a business that would center around spirituality and the caring for other people. I like those numbers. I'm also a 7, so that really stood out for me. Let me see who else in the chat room might have popped in and said. Okay, Husky, I've got your name down. So when I call, okay, I've got another one here as well. And I'm just going to pop through here real fast. And I want to say hello to Auntie Alias. I know you're on the West Coast, so thank you for joining us. And also, I welcome back. Husky, thank you for joining us as well. I see Casey is here, Mike. You're not very far from me. Thank you for coming in today. I know you were running at the last minute. Also, Oscar and Pisces, thank you for showing up. And Sherry, I've always wondered how that weather is doing out there. I talked to you earlier today, and it was not pretty. So let me see what I've got here as well. All right. SS Jones, I'm going to write you down the list. And we're also going to, and I'll let you know what I need just as soon as it comes there. Sherry, I'm going to put you down as well. Now, what I've got is a list going, and I'm going to repeat what I'm going to need. But don't throw a bunch of screens at me all at once. That's why I'm calling one by one, because I get too many screens. I can't find my switchboard to get to you. So what I'm going to do is, when it's time, I'll give you your handle, and then what I need is the name you use every day, your first and your last name, the one you use every day in work and just your social life. The second one is your name as it appeared on your birth certificate. That's for your destiny number. And then also, then I need your birth date. So for some of you, I know that you're writing in from Australia and the UK. And if by chance, now we're funny here in the United States, we put month, day, and year, but some of you I know I'll have to turn that around backwards. But if, just in case I need to verify, I'll let you know. So let me see what I've got here. All right. Husky, if you can send me your information across. Okay, I'm going to put you on the list as well. And I will wait for Husky's information to come across. And I'll go ahead and do you. In the meantime, while you're getting that information, I'm going to go ahead and answer a call online. I'm going to answer call in 207-538. Let me see who I have here. Hello?
Oh, cool.
Hey.
Hello, this is Tom.
Pardon me?
How are you?
Good. How
I said
are you?
This is cool.
Okay. And would you like a reading this evening?
I certainly would. My birth date is January 27th, 1959.
So you have a birthday coming up. Happy birthday. A little bit early.
Okay, a little bit. Thank you.
Okay, let me see what I have. And that was
1959.
Okay, 1959. You are also a 7 life path. So it's very important.
I want to know what the year would be like.
For 2011?
Yes.
Okay, you might have to turn your computer down just a little bit because I'm hearing myself. Okay. You're also going into a 5 personal year. And again, that is a year that you want to take care of yourself. You want to enjoy it, but don't take things very seriously because sometimes what we see is not actually what you'll get in a personal 5 year. But I will say a personal 5 year is a very natural number to your life path 7. When you get into your January is going to be a personal month of 6 for you. And that's all about the family and all the dynamics that go around family. When it comes to February, you're going to be in a personal 7 month. And that's going to resonate real well with you because you're already a 7 life path. So it's a time to rest. If you're feeling a little stressed, take care of yourself. Get out in nature a little bit. But that is a don't be surprised if it's just a little bit slower than a normal month for you.
Okay.
And is there any particular question you'd like to ask, like what part of the year is best for a certain activity or what may be coming into your life at a certain time?
Just what's coming in for the new year.
Okay. As I said, number 5 is a great year for traveling. And so if you're thinking about moving, if you're thinking about traveling, if you're thinking, when I say moving, actually, you know, picking up and actually buying a new house or going to a new city, number 5s bring a lot of change and a lot of move. It doesn't mean you have to.
We just bought a new house.
Pardon me?
We just bought a new house.
Okay, then you won't be moving, so you don't have to worry about that. But don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you'll also want to just get into a whole lot of hobbies and you start looking at your house and saying, I'd like to change this, I'd like to change that, because that is what a number 5 year is about. It's about change. But it's also take care of yourself because sometimes you can get so busy during a 5 year that you wear yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what, go ahead and just relax, enjoy it. And 2012 will be a lot more restful, but it can be a lot high energy year.
High energy.
Yes. A lot of things come and go in a 5 year. So that's why I said take time for yourself. And if you feel a little bit like it's just getting a little bit too much energy, it's okay to say, you know what, I need to back down. I need to take time for me.
Do you see a new addition in our family?
In 2000, actually, I tell you what, Beans 2012 is a 6 year, and that's all about the dynamics of family. And dynamics can include birth. It can include marriage. I would say that if you're thinking of having another one, 2011 would be 1 year that an addition would be coming into your life. Now, probably if you're thinking of a child, I'm guessing that's what you're talking about as the addition to the family.
Yes.
Okay. The child would be born in 2012.
Okay.
So that, I mean, it would work out perfect. A lot of babies are born during those 6 years.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let me pop back here to the chat room, see what I've got. And I am looking for Husky. Let's see what you've got here as far as, there you go. All right. Thank you for putting your information in. So get your pen and your paper out because I'm going to start giving you numbers here. All right. Husky, your soul number is an 8. Your personality number is a 6. And your power name is a 5. Let me get your destiny number here. And I'm still adding. I haven't disappeared. Your destiny number is a 6. So this is a person that's very much around family. And your birth date is going to give me some more information. Now, they just popped off my screen, but I got it back, so here we go. You are a life path 11. You are a master number of 11. You have an attitude also of a master number, which tells me that what you see is what you get, which I like. Let's see. We 17, 8. You have a maturity number of 8, and you were born on a 1 day. And you have a note for me, so I'm going to see. Okay. Okay, are you ready, Husky? I'm going to read those again for you. You've got a soul number of 8. You have a personality number of 6. You have a power name of 5. And you have a birth date of 1. Your life path is 11, which tells me that you have come into this world not with the easiest of life, but you will touch many people. You have an attitude number of 11. And when your attitude number is the same as your life path, what it tells me is, what it should tell everybody, is what they see is what they get. There's nothing hidden about you. You are what you are. And that's always a great thing. Destiny number is a 6. That's all about family. And your maturity number is an 8. Now, your maturity number does not come until midlife. And what I'm going to tell you is, I'm looking at these numbers real fast, but what jumps out at me is that you are a master number. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is that 2011, which occurs in a few hours, is a personal 4 year for the planet. It is all about teaching. It's all about educating. It's all about the home. Do not be surprised if people, we did a lot of talking in 2010. Next year, people are going to want to dig in and say, it's not enough that you're telling me this. I want to find out for myself. I want to find out what it means. And so people are going to be educating themselves more. But what I also see is that in the last 2 months, I have met more people who have master numbers as their life path. You people will be teaching your wisdom and what you know. The life path 22 and 33, if I ever read for even one of those a year, it was amazing. But I am seeing them coming forth here, there. And I've talked to other readers. They're having the same experience. So, Husky, next year is your year, It doesn't matter what's going on the planet. Master numbers are going to be required to teach. And it doesn't mean that you're going to have a degree and that you're actually going to be in a classroom. People are just going to stop and talk to you. The experiences that you're going through, you will also have to make some decisions next year. But let me see what personal year you're going into for 2011. All right. You're going into a personal year of six. It's all about the family. You will make decisions next year about how you wish to proceed. And being you asked me in privacy, I'm going to leave it at that because I know you understand. But beans, it is all the dynamics of a family, everything you can think of that a family experiences. You won't experience all of them, so don't be frightened or anything by what that. But in other words, anything to do with family decisions is something you will address for yourself. And I think that the more that you see how many people's lives you touch, the more you will look at other situations and say, do I want to keep it? Do I not want to keep it? So it's something that will also come up next year. I'm looking at that soul number of eight, and you have a maturity number of eight. So you have the ability to go off into business, whether it's your own or whether you're working for somebody. But I will say that you will never really truly be happy in a job unless you are teaching. Now, let's just throw something out because eight is the number of business and finance. Let's say that you do like banking and finance. Would you be happy being a teller? No. You would be the person that would want to run those workshops and, you know, behind the scenes teaching everybody else. Never forget just how many people that you can touch because of that master number. So next year, you've also got a power name of five. You can be very talkative. You can be the person who welcomes other people in, and people are attracted to you. So life path 11 with a power name of five, great combination if you're going to be talking to people. So I hope that helps you a little bit. And the next person I need to have send me some information is S.S. Jones. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you may have popped in there on the line. So let me take a peek and see. Okay, S.S. Jones, what I need is your everyday name, something you just use in passing with your friends or at work. I need the name as it appears on your birth certificate, because that's your destiny number. And then also, there we go, and also your birth date. Okay, and I will address that question for you in just a moment. I'm going to pop over to the telephone lines, take a quick call at 901-268. Let me see if I can bring you in on the line. Hello? Is this 901? Hi, this is Cheryl. How are you today?
I am good.
Good.
How are you?
Good. And who do I have on the phone?
Yeah, my name is Sabrina. I'm calling from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And what is your birth date?
11/26/83.
83. Let me see what I've got for you here. You are a four life path. So you are going to be, a four life path is all about the person. It's actually the number of the educator and the teacher. And as we all know, if you're going to teach others, you probably have to learn a lot. You either learn through reading, you learn through experience, and you will never be finished reading as far as your life is concerned, or I should say learning as far as your life is concerned, but you also have the ability to turn around and teach others. And you're going to be going into a personal year of five. We have seemed to have a lot of folks that are going into personal years of five. And those particular years, as I've mentioned before, are ones that you don't want to take everything real serious. So if somebody is telling you something that you just don't know about, wait it out. Just watch, listen, take care of yourself. And if you're thinking about going someplace, they are great years for travel. If this would be the wonderful year for the vacation. Do you have any particular questions in mind that you'd like to ask?
Yes, of course I do. I'd like to know
mm-hmm.
where I have, like, somewhere, not too soon, but somewhere kind of down the line, maybe next year, I don't know, maybe this year,
mm-hmm.
Will I ever have, like, a healthy relationship?
Okay, what I would like to say, if you meet someone this year, don't get serious. In a personal 5-year, all that glitters is not gold. Okay? And if you meet some of that special someone, take them right into 2012, because what you see in a personal 5-year does not always pan out. Enjoy yourself and have a great time. And if it's to be, your 2012 is absolutely a much better year. 2012 is a personal 6 for you. It's all about the family and everything that surrounds a family, such as marriages, having children. And so that's what I would suggest. I'm looking at that, at your personal year for 2011. January is also 6 year. I'm 6 month, a personal 6 month for you, and I'm going to give you a few months here that's going to be the best months for you to find somebody. So we're looking at January. Let's see, January, February, March, April. I'm looking at June and August and October. Okay. I would take 2011 to work on yourself, take care of yourself, and anything that you want to do that spoils you, this is your time.
Right.
But as far as a serious relationship, I would look more for 2012.
Okay. Well, but, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And have a good year. Okay, I'm going to pop back into the chat room. SS Jones, I'm going to pop yours. Okay. Okay, SS, I'm going to be copying down all the information you gave me. And so it'll be just a few moments as I add up frantically. Get your paper and your pen, because I'm almost ready. Let's find out what 2011 is going to bring you. All right. You have a soul number of 1, personality number of 8. You have a power name of 9. You were born on an 8 day. You have a life path. Let me add that up. Okay. You also have a life path of 7. You have an attitude number of 3. You have a destiny number. I have got to type that up real fast. You have a destiny number of 1, powerful number. And you have also a maturity number of 8. You are not a person that I ever see retiring. You have incredible numbers to really strive for what you want. But when I see what I'm looking at 3 8s in here. It tells me that you have the ability to succeed. In fact, you're probably not happy unless you do succeed at various projects, various goals that you have, but you've got that energy to go after what you want. As a life path 7, it actually slows you down just a little bit, because the 7s and the 8s are challenges to each other, but not always, because I also enjoy I enjoy being around people who have 8s in their numerical blueprints. But one of the things that the Life Path 7 has to satisfy within themselves is, why am I here? What's my destiny in life? And those are things that might be going through your mind quite a bit. And the answer is actually very simple. It is to have faith and is to find a spirituality that just resonates to your soul. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are destined to do a particular thing. And with all those eights, you certainly have the ability to take any job that you want and turn it into whatever you want. You have the ability to actually make it very successful. You have two ones. You have a soul number of one and a destiny number of one, which means you will touch many people's lives. You have the ability to take whatever you want and work either by yourself because of that seven and the ones. They are people who can be very independent. The home office person who does not need someone to lord over them. They can actually take their dreams, work by themselves, go forward, and accomplish it. And what I'm going to look at is your 2011 is going to be, I tell you what, Sandy, can you just pop your birth date into the private message one more time? And I'm going to find out what your 2011 is going to be. I had quite a bit of screens on here, and I had to let it. Now, sometimes there's a little bit of lull between the time that you send it and the time I receive it, but I'm looking at for 2011 what your personal year is going to be. Thank you. Okay, you're going into a 7 year, so it's going to be a little bit quieter for you. Not as many dynamics as 2010 will be. So this is a time to look within and to take time for yourself. It is the year of the writer. It's the year of the student. It is the year that you, if you want to pursue any type of divination arts or spirituality, that is what a personal 7 month will be. I'm looking at January is going to be an 8 personal month, all about business and finance. But if you're looking to really push your goals in a 7 year, I'm looking at March because that's going to be a personal 1 month for you. So anything that you're thinking about that you want to do for yourself personally in a personal 7 year, I'm looking at March as being the very first month that you can really push it. In February, you've got a personal 9 month, and that's all about what do I want to keep in my life? What do I need to shed? What do I need to get rid of? And that can be for anything from careers, people, the neighbors, things you have in your closet, anything. You're going to be looking within and saying, what do I want to keep and what do I want to get rid of? And then in March, pursue your goals and go forward. So I'm hoping, as I said, also I wanted to address again maturity number. After about midlife, you still have that number 8. I don't see you as being a person that's ever going to truly retire because you have too many thoughts, too many goals that you want to pursue and you want to achieve. So you've got great numbers for achieving them, and that Aries sign will really help as well. Let me see who else I have here on my list because I was writing everybody down. Sherry in Australia, let me see if I have your information. Okay, Sherry, what I need? The name you use every day, which I'm assuming that the one you have up there is the name you use every day. What is your name that you have on your birth certificate? That gives me your destiny number. And I've also got your birth date, so that's fine too. And you can go ahead and add that. Just give me the name for your on your birth certificate if you choose. If you don't, just let me know. I can read what you've given me. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and start adding up here. Okay. Get out your pen because I've already got numbers going. All right. Let me get your life path number. You are an 8 life path. Sherry, did you have a middle name, or is that what you gave me? Is that that's the entire name? Okay, I'm going to guess that that's probably a yes, but that's okay, just in case. I'll still wait. I'm looking real fast. We have 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay, that makes a difference. Thank you for adding that in. Destiny numbers come from our parents, our biological parents, of what they put into on our birth certificates. Okay, that did change a few things. So here we go. You have a soul number of 6. You have a personality number of 8. You have a power name of 5, which means you'll attract a lot of people around you. You have a birth date of 4, of course, because the 1 and the 3 equals 4. You have a life path of 8, which is all about business and finance. You have an attitude number of 5, but you have a destiny number of 11, which is also a master number. You have a maturity number of 1. So as I'm looking at, again, several, we got 2 8s, we have a 4, we have that 1. And so here's another very, very strong numbers. This is not; these are not numbers that you're going to sit back and retire, just like our last caller. It's all systems go for what you want to do. You have 2 5s, which brings those customers to you. People love sitting down and talking to you, but I like that soul number of 6. The soul number of 6 brings a lot of nurturing to any career or any goal that you may have, and the 6 is the number of the family. You have also a maturity number of 1, which always tells me that even on the second half of your life, your goal will be to teach, but also to touch as many lives as you possibly can with your gifts. I do happen to know some of the things and some of the goals that you do have, but these are not numbers that says, I'm going to sit at home, I'm going to sit down, and I'm just going to retire at 40, and that's all I'm ever going to do. No. Your second half of your life will actually be stronger, much stronger than the first half of your life. And also with that destiny of 11, a destiny of 11 is the teacher. It is the spiritual teacher. It is the one who needs to touch as many lives as possible. And you will not have to work at that. People will be drawn to you, especially with those 2 5s. And so your destiny is that you will one day be that spiritual teacher. So very interesting numbers. But I do like that soul number of 6. That just brings in a little more of the nurturing. So you're not just the teacher. You're going to have those nurturing, healing words. I like that. Let me see what else I have here. Okay, you're going to be next, but let me just hop right over. Let me hop over to the lines and see who's on the phone. I have a caller calling in from 310-301. Let me see who I have on the line. Hello.
Hi, this is
Vince.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry. Your first name again was?
Vince.
Vince. Hi, Vince. Where are you calling in from to this evening?
West L.A. I'm in L.A. like you, but I'm in the West L.A. part.
Okay. And what's your birth date, Vince?
8-10-59.
810 in 1959. Let's see what's coming up for you in 2011, which now is literally for us 4 hours away.
Right.
1915, a little longer for you, but not quite. Very interesting numbers. You are a 33 life path, which means you are a master number of 33. And we don't necessarily break the 33 down. It does break down to a 6, but we keep that 33 because what that means is that is the number of the healer, not just the teacher, not just the spiritual teacher or the spiritual educator. You are the healer. And when I talk about that, that can be anyone who deals with Reiki, with massage therapy. It can even be sports medicine, any type of hands-on healing. And I don't know if that has ever resonated with your soul, but many of the spiritual healers and physical healers are all coming forward. And when I started the show, I was going to remind everybody 2011 is going to be the year of the master number. People with master numbers are coming forward, and you are going to be not only sharing your gifts, but teaching your gifts. Fascinating numbers. And 2011, you're okay, your personal years go along with the Earth's personal year, so you will feel it even more so than other people, because you're going into a personal year of four, just like the planet Earth. So next year, 2011, you are going to be teaching. And it doesn't mean you're going to have a certificate and you're standing in a classroom, unless you choose. If you love doing workshops, if you love running classes, it'll be right up your alley. But if not, you will just draw people to you. You might be in a grocery store. You could be on the street. People are just going to be attracted to you. Next year is your year to teach. Absolutely fascinating.
Okay.
So I would guarantee you're probably not going to get a lot of rest. You're probably going to be, you'll have time for yourself. Yes, definitely. But the following year will be little time for yourself, 2012.
Well, that's a blessing, because I'm also hoping my finances improve, because I'm in a destitute situation right now. So I'm waiting for a settlement from a lawsuit from a previous employer, and I'm waiting. I'm just starting another one against another employer, so it's... Everything has been on hold, and I want to go back to school to do computers, to learn everything I can about computers, but I also want to do acting and broadcasting, because I have a lot to say, and I've just written one controversial book, and I'm going to be writing about three more, and by the time, I'm hoping that I find a publisher, and by the time they come out, there's going to be a lot of angry people, because I shed truth and light on situations that are occurring.
Okay. Vince, let me give you some personal months, if I may, if you're talking about finances. Number four, your personal year is one of the business numbers of numerology. I'm looking at February is a six. It's a magnetic month. It is also a good business month, brings that to you. I'm looking at April, which is also a business month. So we've got February is a six personal month for you. April is a eight personal month for you. I'm looking at May, June, July. July is another good month for finances. August, September is also a good month for finances. That'll get you through the first 9 months. If you're looking at writing, I'm looking at March.
Oh my God. It is. That's funny, because I also have a couple of scripts in mind that I want to write too, because I'm in the acting.
Okay.
And just got some new headshots done, so.
Okay, and January I would kind of take for yourself. It's a personal 5 month. Just let it be. Get into the new year. Do what you have to do. Of course, you can't just stop living. Of course, but don't take January too terribly serious, but I like February. Again, March for writing. April, good business month. May is a month that you will start looking at different things, your life, and saying, what do I want to keep? What do I want to get rid of? That will be May. And then June is a number one month. If you need goals that you really need to pursue, you need to push them forward, I'm looking at June. July is going to be another good business month, and September.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that helps a little bit for you.
It does. It does.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too, Vince.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let me run back here to the chat room real fast. Okay, are you getting ready? Because I'm going to start adding up all your information. Okay. I'm looking at your destiny number, so grab your paper. Your destiny number is 4. So is mine, and I have something very interesting to tell you about 4, a 4 destiny number. Okay, here goes the rest of the numbers. You have a soul number of 8, a personality number of 1, and you have a power name of 9. You were born on a 4-day. We've got lots of 4s here so far. You have a life path. You have a life path of 1. A lot of motivation with that. You have an attitude number of 7. And you have a maturity number of 5. I like that. You'll enjoy that one. So here we go. We have 2 1s. That's the first thing I see. And I see 2 4s. So it is very important in your life. You will always be the person who wishes to learn. I don't ever see you as a person that would like to be stagnant and not. You have a very active mind. But I also see 2 1s in your life path, very, very independent. You can have a lot of motivation, and when you want to get something, you can actually go after what you want. But what I really enjoy is that 5 maturity number. This is the person who will one day retire. You will not have to sit and work all your life. After midlife, you will bring that number into your numerical blueprint. And for everybody, it doesn't replace another number. Your maturity number comes in somewhere about the time that you're 45, 50 years old. And it is just added to everything else in the mix. But when there is a number 5, it means that you will one day live life to the fullest. You will want to see places, go places. If you haven't already, guess what? It will become on the front burner after a certain time of your life. And you enjoy it. Go for it. You may never leave this country as far as what you want to see, but it doesn't matter. If you want to travel, just start making your list of where you want to go, because you have the numbers here to actually go after it. I like your power name also. It is a 9. 9 is the number of the humanitarian. So even though you have these other strong numbers, you can have a very soft heart. Your life path is a 1 also. Very strong number in going after what you want. But when there are 2 1s in someone's numerical blueprint, one of the things that you may wish to do is in this lifetime learn that you don't have to do it all. You can actually ask help from other people. And it's almost like one of the requirements that a person with a 1 destiny has to learn is that you don't have to do everything yourself. Now, definitely, when those of us who live by ourselves, it does fall back to us. But if you can afford to pay for someone to do something, go ahead and do it. Take more time for yourself. Learn that you are the number 1, that you are also just as important as anyone, and follow your dreams. Don't always give up for everyone else. I'm looking one more time. You have a destiny number again. I'm looking at that destiny number of 4 again. It's very important for you to have the stability of the home. And also for a number 4 destiny, those people who do have destiny numbers of 4, this is not a number that's of being alone. So if you are looking to bring new friends or a special companion or a new companion into your life, typically 4 destinies do not live out their latter days alone. They actually start to create that home that they always wanted. So I like that. That's great. And so I hope that helps you a little bit. But let me also look real fast at what you're coming up to. In 2011, ooh, I like that, going into a two-year. You are going to have a much calmer year than you may have in 2010. 2010 was all about pursuing your dreams, your goals, a lot of energy. 2011, it's time for you. You get to sit back now and rest. It's a very loving year, peacefulness, harmony, but it's also, if you're working with people, you will find that you have much more higher intuition in 2011. So that's a little added note there for you. Let me also find out. Let me run back over here and to the chat room. I've got screens all over here, so let me find out what I've got. Let me just run over and answer. If I'm having a call come in from 336-629, let me see if I can get them on the line. Hello. Yeah. Hi. Yes, ma'am. Who do I have online?
Yes, my name is Delgracia.
All right, and what's your birth date?
9/10, 1964.
All right, and was that September 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, born September 10th, 1964. You are a three life path. You are the number of what that comes down to, the communicator. And it's also very creative. Entertainers have threes around them. People who enjoy being designers or even salespeople. It's a very independent number. It's a very creative number, very optimistic. And when you get into 2011, which isn't that far away, this is also going to be a personal year of five for you. So it may bring in a lot more energy into your life than this year was, but it is also a number whereby take a lot of time for yourself. Don't take things that come to you real seriously. And if you don't have to make any real super major decisions, I would wait until 2012. But do take a lot of time for yourself. And if you choose to go on and do some traveling, a personal 5 year is great. Now, your January is going to be all about the family. If you and realize that family can be a number, just yourself or for two people. Your February is going to be a lot quieter coming into this new year. But I'm looking at, if there's a particular question you have, I'm looking at months here.
I'm a single person, love.
Okay. January would be the first month. So that's not very far away. And let me add up. January, February, March, April, May. I'm looking at June, August, October. All okay. of those months are good. Just make okay. sure that you're out there. And also, in a personal 5 year, if you do meet that someone special, carry that relationship into 2012, because sometimes what we see in a personal 5 year, we get excited. It is can be a little bit of a roller coaster ride sometimes. We mm-hmm. tend to look at some of those serious things a little more serious. So for you, that would be 2012.
Okay.
But do enjoy okay. yourself. Lots of high energy for you this year.
Oh, well, that's good. That's positive, right?
Yes, it is. It can be a little bit too busy, so take time.
I'm looking for a new job too, so hopefully.
Lots of energy.
Okay.
Job, looking at March. Yeah. March would be your first one. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, and happy New Year to you.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, back to the chat room. I have... Okay, let me see what I have. Casey, get your pen and paper out. I've got your name down here. Okay. Haven't done yours yet, Casey. I'm going to do it right now. And I'm adding. Okay, Casey, here we go. You have a soul number of 3. You have a personality number of 9. You have a power name of 3. Lots of creative numbers. 3, 6, and 9 are the creative numbers of numerology. You were born on a 7-day. Let me add up your life path. You have a life path of 9. Again, a creative number. You have an attitude number of also 9. You have a destiny number of, let me add that, 6. 3, 6, 9. You have them all in there. And you have a maturity number of also 6. Okay, Casey, if you are not one of the most creative people, I don't know what else would be. You have 3s, 6s, 9s, a lot of numbers around creativity. This is the number of people who can design. They can absolutely be the manufacturer. You have 3 9s here. When I see 3 9s, it is also about people who can, that need to learn to delegate. And it you don't have to do it all yourself. It is okay to ask for help. You have a very humanitarian soul. Incredible. But I'm looking at also the 6s. Your destiny and your maturity number is going to be all about the family. You will get that point where your home and your family, whether it is a family of 2 or whether it is a family of 15, will become very important in your life. I'm looking also at your soul number and your power name, which is 3, a lot of laughter, a lot of lightheartedness. This is these are great numbers for absolutely for the designer. I'm looking at the person that keeps coming to my mind, a person who can design. It's absolutely wonderful. Or the entertainer, if you are a person that likes to get out. And when I say entertainer, just it doesn't mean the actor and the actress. It can be a person who likes to throw dinner parties, create the wedding design, the wedding coordinator, anything to do with making people's lives beautiful. The number 6 is a magnetic number for money. If you have a business that you wanted to go off on as far as a very creative job, you have the ability to draw that money to you through your customers. But you would also be absolutely wonderful if you are in a business. You would need to be the person that's out in front, not behind the scenes. You have all the numbers of attracting people to you, making them feel comfortable, making them feel loved, and making them feel nurtured. Absolutely wonderful numbers. You also have that repeating 3. Again, as I said, if you have a business, you need to be the one that's out front. Absolutely great. Thank you so much for sharing those. Now, I also have the next one I have. Okay, what I'm going to, there is someone in the chat room. It's S-E-K-H-M-E-T. If you can go ahead, yes, I am doing readings through the chat room on the privacy feature. So if what you can give me is the name you go by today that you would use with your family, with your friends, the name as it appears on your birth certificate, it may be one and the same, and of course then your birth date. And I'll go ahead, if you can get those to me, I'll go ahead and do your reading for you. The next person I have is in here, let me see if I can get that in the, there we go, is God's Prince. If you want me just to read from your birth date, I can do that. But if you also want to have an 8-digit numerical reading, it's the same thing. Your everyday name, and then the name that you have on your birth certificate, and your birth date. Now, if you just want me to read from your birth date, just pop that in and say, I just want it to be read from my birthday. Okay. Now, I did get your the three names. Do you go by the first and the last name today as your everyday name? Or do you shorten, have a nickname for your first name? That's all I'd need. Okay, great. I've got it. So let me go ahead and start writing down. If you've got a pen and paper ready. Because believe it or not, nicknames do have a vibration of their own. And it does determine how people are attracted to you. So here we go. Your soul number. You have a soul number of 2. You have a personality of 2. You have a power name of 4. All three of these are business numbers. And I'm adding up for your destiny number. You have a destiny number of 8. Again, business numbers. Your life path. You have a life path of 11, which is a master number. You were born on. Now, I'm assuming that the 8 is your birth day, as we read them here in the States. And you've got an attitude number of 4. You have a destiny number of 1. Okay, thank you. Okay, here we go. I'm going to just repeat those because I know I was all over the board on that one. Soul number is 2. Personality number is 2. But what I wanted to let you know, that soul number originally came from an 11. And because you are a master number, I'm going to back up and say soul number is 11. Personality number is 11. So people look at you, what they see is what they get. Power name is a 4. Your birth date is an 8. Your life path is a master number of 11. Your attitude is a 4. Your destiny number is an 8. And your maturity number is a 1. There is nothing about your numbers that tells me that you will ever retire. You have your job, especially going into your destiny and a maturity number, and that you've got 3 master numbers in your numerical blueprint, you will forever be the teacher. Your life, coming into this life, was not the easiest plan, because master numbers have to learn just a little bit more, but it is something that we choose before we get into this lifetime. You have 2s, 4s, 8s. There is absolutely no doubt that this is a very successful business, whatever you choose. And just because you're a master number does not have to mean that you have to be a teacher. You could be a banker. You could do anything with business and finance. But whatever you choose, you will do it to your best, because you've got that 1 maturity number. You have the, when I look back at all those 11s, if I break them down to a 2, it tells me that you have a heart and soul about the business you do. You care about those customers. It's not that anybody doesn't, but with those 2s, you take it 1 step further. So this is not only a business, but this is a business with heart. But there will always be a side of you that will teach, whether that's your job or not. You could be working in a hardware store, and you will teach people. You just have that natural ability to draw them towards you. And you would teach, as I said, working in a hardware store, or whether you were a janitor or whatever you do, you will always teach. It's just within your blueprint. Absolutely wonderful numbers. So you'll have to let me know how 2011 goes, but just before you get off the out of there. You are going to go into a personal year of eight in 2011. This is the year of business. You have a job to do. And as I said, 2011 is all about the master numbers. So this is your year to work. Whether you're paid for it or not, you're going to have an awful lot of people around you. So thank you for sharing those with us today. Okay, before I get back into the chat room, okay, it is not wanting. I'm just having a little trouble with the Skype thing. When I get a lot of screens on the top here, it doesn't. Okay. Mike, you will be next, but if you could just hold on for a moment, I'm going to run over and grab a call from 331-575. Let me see who I have online. Hello?
Hello?
Is this 331-575?
Yes.
Who do I have on the phone?
I'm calling for Maria.
All right.
She has trouble with the English language, so I'm going to...
That's okay.
We'll take for her.
May I have Maria's birth date, please?
10/3/1971.
Is that October
3rd? Yes.
Okay, great.
She's also in the chat. In the
okay.
Chat room. Her information's in there also.
Let me see. Did she send
she
across?
She was born in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
At 5:45 a.m. She sent across her... Married name is Maria Guzman. She was born with Maria Morales. No middle name.
Okay. Now, did she put that up in the chat room?
Yes.
Let me see. I'm looking back. Here we go. Thank you. Okay. If you could just wait a moment, I'm going to go and start adding up.
Okay.
Do you have a paper and pen ready? Because I am almost ready.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Soul name, a soul number of 6, personality number of 1, which gives her a power name of 7, which is a spiritual number. She was born on the 3rd. Her life path, let me add. She is a 22 master number. And while I have that on here, she has a 4 attitude number. She's going to be going into an 8 personal year for 2011. I'm just putting that on the side. Let me find out what her destiny number is.
Okay.
Her destiny number is 8. Again, somebody who's going to be working, not unusual, and there is a life path that is a master number. And her maturity number is going to be 3. All right, let me look at this.
She wants to know what's the next 2 is going to bring her.
Sure. Okay, first of all, being she is a life path 22, this is the number of the spiritual counselor. This is a person who she's going to find out that in 2011, she's going to draw a lot of people to her. The planet Earth is going into a 2011, which is a personal year of 4, and it's all about the teacher and the educator. She should not be surprised. She's got that soul number of 6, very nurturing. I love the birth date of the 3s and the maturity numbers of 3. A lot of laughter. She can actually draw people to her with her personality, and 3 is the number of communication. So for 2011, she's looking at work. It's work, but it's not necessarily work. It's going to be something that's very comfortable to her, of sharing her wisdom, sharing her gifts. If she is looking for a particular job, such as out, you know, just as a personal job that pays, it's a great year because it is all about business. But when I see those 8, she's got 2 8s going into this. very successful at what she does if she's looking for outside employment. Otherwise, a lot of communicating, a lot of talking, a lot of taking care of other people, a lot of caregiving, but a lot of caregiving coming back to her. But next year will be her year to share her gifts and her wisdom that she's come through the years with. So don't be tell her, don't be surprised. If just people out of the blue, people she doesn't know, are just asking her questions.
Yeah.
They want to know her wisdom. They want her to know what she can share with them.
She's struggling in a marriage, and she's trying to find out with that and finance how she's going to be set, because she's
mm-hmm.
in not a good place.
Again, finance, good year for her, 2011. When she gets to 2012, it's going to be a personal 9-year for her. At that point, she's going to make a lot of decisions about everything in her life. What's working for her? What's not? What does she want to keep? What does she want to shed? And that is what 2012 for Maria will be. That's what 9 years are. That's what 9 years are for all of us. It says, what do I want to do? What do I want to get rid of? What is to my benefit and what does not benefit me? She will look more about what Maria wants and what's good for her. So she's got two busy years coming up.
Okay. And for her marriage, will that be okay this year?
It's going to be up to her. I think she's going to be so busy with other people that she will eventually make those decisions. A number eight year tends not to be the best of for relationships and marriage, and it doesn't mean that a number eight does not care about anybody else. They do, but their focus is more on others, and as opposed to what's going on around the house. But she may find that she will make her decision about how she wants to carry that marriage forward by the time she hits 2012. So she's going to be making some real heavy decisions for herself in 2011.
Okay.
It will, it's just going to come to the surface.
Okay. And can I get one, or do I need to call back? Or
now, if you can just hold on the line, can you just hold on?
I can do that.
That'll be great. I'll be right back. Okay, let me go back to the chat room because I have Mike waiting. And Mike, grab your pen and your paper because here we go. I'm just adding up real fast. You have a destiny number of 2. And I'm going to, actually, it's an 11-2. So just put 11/2. And I'll explain what that means in a moment. And I'm going to go by your nickname because I think that that's, the shortened version of your first name, because that's basically what you go by. So, interesting numbers. Are you ready? You have a soul number of 7, which is a very spiritual number. You have a personality number of 22. We're talking about a lot of master numbers here, Mike. You have a power name of an 11-2. You were born on a 9-day, the number of the humanitarian. Your life path, I happen to know, is a 5. Your attitude number is... let me look real fast. I'm just going to add, is a 3. And that reminds me, I need to cover what an attitude, a personality number is, because they are not our strongest numbers in our numerical blueprint. You also have a maturity number of 5. Nope, sorry. For those who don't, I do know Mike, so I can tease with him just a wee bit here. You have a maturity number of 7. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Mike, you have a lot of master numbers within your blueprint. When I talk about the personality number is what people perceive you to be. Doesn't mean that that's what's really going on inside of us, but it is what we perceive what others perceive us to be. And when also the attitude number is how we come across, how we may speak to other people. It also doesn't mean that that's what's inside of us. You have that attitude of three. That is the number of the communicator. It is also very creative. It is also what you will see around actors, actresses, as I said, the designers, the artist. So that's how you come across. It doesn't mean that that's what's going on inside your soul. Your soul number is a 7. It's the number of spirituality. And your maturity number is also a 7. So when I've got 2 7s there, it is very important for a person who has 2 7s in their numerical blueprint to find spirituality within their life. They may ask a lot of questions. 7s are notorious for saying, why am I here? What's my destiny? What was my purpose in life? And the answer is just to have faith, to learn to have faith. It does not mean you have to have faith within a certain religion or spirituality. It is just that you settle that within yourself, that you believe in something that is higher than yourself, and that you find a spirituality that resonates with you. But that is what the 7 is for, is to have faith in this lifetime. Due to the fact you have 3 master numbers, you are also not going to be living the easiest of lives, because you will one day teach others from your knowledge and wisdom. Now, for a lot of people, they'll say, oh, no, I don't want to be the teacher. I don't want to go on. Well, it's in your blueprint. You have a lot of gifts to offer, and you have a lot more wisdom than maybe you even want to admit. But that is a number of the spiritual teacher. And when you've got that life path of 5, yes, your life can be never a dull moment. It can be up and down, but it is also a number that brings people to you. And for those of you who have that are having numerical blueprints that say you are the teacher, having a 1 or 2 5s in your blueprint is actually an advantage to you, because it brings those people into your life that you are going to touch, that you're going to absolutely touch their lives with your words. You may not think you have a lot to say, but you do. Mike, you're also born on the 9 day, is the number of the humanitarian. It's a very giving number. It can be a very creative number too, for creating all sorts of things within your life, and also for the hobbyist. When I say creating, it can be creating from your wisdom. It can be creating from just with your hands as far as a hobby. So, but what I'm looking at is you've got a lot of spiritual numbers. Absolutely. So that's what I would suggest. Pursue those things in your life that you feel that you should when it comes to the area of spirituality. You're in a bookstore and you're in the section that has to do with spirituality. If a book pops out at you, that's the one you grab. Read them. Take what you want from it that resonates with you. You don't have to believe in everything you read. But anyone who has that many spiritual numbers in their blueprint, there's a reason why. So I hope that helps you a little bit. By the way, for 2011, you're going to be going into a number of 7. Personal year for you is a number 7. That is the year of the spiritual seeker. Take time for yourself. It's going to be a lot quieter than 2010 will be. It's a time you will go more inward and decide what you want with your life in all aspects. And that's what a 7 year does for everyone. So next year is your year for spiritual seeking and answering questions for yourself. You don't have to balance it out with anyone else. It is a year for you. So enjoy that a little bit. Let me see what I've got back here over on. I'm hopping between screens. And let me go back to 331-5715, who has been waiting patiently. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm back.
Hi.
Thank you for waiting.
Thanks for coming back. Just enjoying it all, so it's my
pleasure.
Okay. my name is Louise.
Hi, Louise.
And,
how are
you doing? Trying to get through this cold. But
okay.
I have a few questions, so let me give you all my data, and you can figure what you need to figure.
Okay.
I was born Louise Cordero, C-O-R-D-E-R-O.
Now, do you I'm going to give you an option, Louise. Do you want, because are you also in the chat room?
Yes.
Okay, I was just going to say, just because you might want to just put your, if you want to put your name on, I'll just give you that option. If you want to put it on the private message or if you want to get me online, it's, you know, it's up to you. I just try to keep people's lives as private as they would like to have them. So.
Okay, so do I do a whisper? Is that what I do? Or
Go ahead.
Or how do I?
Click on me, which is One Woman's Wisdom, and choose the private message.
Okay.
And it will pop up on my screen.
Okay. All right. Let me do that right now.
There, I see you.
Okay.
And I just need the name you go... Oh, I think I have that, don't I?
Right.
Okay, I've got that. All right. So let me get back and just renew some numbers real fast. Did you have a middle name by chance?
No.
Okay. Not a problem. All right. You have a destiny number of 6, which is all about the family. And you have a soul number of 3. You have a personality of 5. You have a power name of 8. Good for business. You were born on a 9-day. Another very creative number. Let me get your life path here real fast. You have a life path of 1. I like that. You have an attitude number of 3, and I like that because you've got 3 ones that added up to that 3. 6-7, maturity number of 7. All right, and did you have questions surrounding this before I get started?
I do.
Okay.
I was all set for school, going into nursing and possibly wanting to even doing a master's in public health. However, I got notice yesterday that I'm no longer going to be getting federal financial aid because I switched majors and now have used up, used up the amount of credits needed to pay for them to pay for. So
okay.
I'm not going to be able to go to school, or I can pay for it. So I'm just kind of like, now what?
Well, what I'm looking at is,
I'm
looking at 2011. You're going to be going into a 6 personal year. In 6 personal years, we are magnets, and we can actually draw people and money to us. And so don't give up on those avenues. I would look into all sorts of different types of grants. You've got the number to bring it to you this coming 2011.
Okay.
But don't give up. Look at other financial avenues.
Mm-hmm.
And don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, because number 6 is a magnet.
Like,
And
I'm trying to figure out, you know, is there some kind of sign to just drop the nursing and just go for the public health master's, a bachelor master's program, or do I just stick to, I don't know at this point what, you keep on hitting a brick wall, you're like, am I supposed to be doing this? Am I supposed to be hitting this brick wall?
I love the fact that you've got 3s, 6s, and 9s all in your numerical blueprint. So you've also, as I said, was born on a 9-day. I like that factor in that you have the numbers. You have also a destiny of 6. It's all about nurturing. It's about it can be all about family, but it's also about nurturing others. You have a soul number of 3, which really lightens up that 6, that 7 maturity number. But you have 1, 2, 3, 4 numbers that really center around taking care of others. And if that's what
yeah,
your
that's
heart,
kind of what I seem to do.
If that's what keeps popping into your soul, into your heart, follow that dream. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do something just because you don't want to do it, but we all have these little things that keep popping up, you know, and we just say,
okay,
yeah,
I
really
wanted to do the uh-huh. very thing, but I wanted to take it to the public health level so mm-hmm. that I can reach more people and help more people at one time in
right.
a community setting as opposed to a one-on-one. I did not want to do nursing as a hospital nursing kind of thing.
Right.
To me, hospitals now are just a business, and I really want to help people and make a difference.
Right.
So, I'm wondering, is this, you know, a sign, don't do the nursing or do the nursing and the other, or, you know, I'm kind of confused not knowing which way to go at this point now.
Right. I'll tell you what, you've got 2 threes. In your blueprint, that is not the number of isolation. Absolutely not the number of just, I'm going to take care of just you, or I'm going to take care of just you. Those are numbers that get out among everybody. And
right.
and also, like as I said, with that destiny number of 6, it's not about just a few people. You've got 3 numbers here that absolutely touches as many people as you can touch. So, in looking
out my everyday life, you know, I go to a local mm-hmm. restaurant and people just seem to come to me, and I just, you know, sit there
yeah.
and
yeah.
do what I can. I'm not trained to consult, but you know, I try to, you
it
know,
just,
consult. And like, there's one gentleman whose sister committed suicide, and another person going through, you know, just different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a professional, and I'm not a trained counselor by any means, but. And I try to do what I can to just do whatever. And so I want to make a difference in
absolutely.
And if our health system is so askew that, you know, there are so many people, legal and illegal, that need help, that are
mm-hmm.
human beings.
You know, with
so
you,
that's kind of where I'm at.
Right. And you, as I said, you have those 2 threes in there. It is the number of the communicator. And so you will. You will teach others. But I'm also looking at that 7 maturity number. You are also you already have that within your numerical blueprint. And the number 7, mm-hmm. when you have a maturity number, that it encourages you to trust your instincts because and also your intuition. Your intuition is heightened because of that 7 maturity number. And
mm-hmm.
so basically this is saying, as I said, it doesn't mean that no matter which path you take, and I will admit, when you have a seven will always say it has to be a certain thing. I just know it has to be a certain thing, and no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
What I know, it drives you nuts, you know, when you have those 7s in there,
yes.
and you just know it has to be one thing, and it doesn't. Because even if you chose the route where you worked with one person and you took care of just one person, it would eventually lead you to many more people. It would just be a stepping stone.
I do the nursing and learn the one person so I can distribute that knowledge to a community, or do I just go for the community and do more administrative with programs that will help in a community setting, you know, without the prior nursing knowledge? I mean, I'm more than halfway through my nursing program.
Right.
So now to be told that there's no more money for me to finish, I'm just like, are you kidding me? I have 2 semesters left to go.
2011, Magnetic for Money and People. Don't give up.
Okay.
Don't give up.
Okay. And family,
before you figure out all your avenues. Because just because we come up against one wall doesn't mean that another door isn't opening. And listen, you've got that heightened intuition. Just say, okay.
Yeah.
Where is it? And I'll tell you a little exercise. You just sit and you close your eyes. I want you to visualize you already attaining that degree. You've already got there. And what you do is you ask your guides very calmly, how did I get there? It was so easy. What was that step I took? Many times for people. And you might have to do it a couple times or 3 times. But just about every time the answer comes to you, you did this. And it's like an aha moment. It's like the light bulb goes off. So that's what you do. You just get quiet and get a quiet spot for yourself. Visualize the end result, not how you got there. Just visualize the end result and then ask the question, how did I get there? How did that happen? And wait for an answer. And usually it comes in pictures. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's it. That will be your guidance from your guides. And then follow it.
Anything for family and Discord in the home or...
Number six, 2011, again, all about family and family and money. And so follow it. Let me take a look at your numbers for your months real fast, Louise.
Okay.
January is a 7, so expect that that's going to be a time of thinking. It's time to go inward. So you've got January, February, March. April's a good month to really push forward with what you need. June is a 3 month about communication. But I'm looking at legal. Okay, one more time. You're going into a 7, it's going to be, you're going into a 6 month. So we got January, February, March. I'm also looking at March. It's a 9 month. It's all about movement. It's about change. So that would be a strong month for you to get what you want. April is a good month because you got a lot of heightened energy. Go for your goals, April. May, June. June is a good month for communicating what you need. And I'm looking at September as being another 6 month for you. Again, attracting to you what you need.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a
You're
wonderful
welcome.
Year.
All right, you too, Louise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, let me pop back here to the chat room. We have about 20 more minutes, and while everybody is still there, I'm just going to let you know I'm going to be back doing just the birth date readings tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. On Sunday, I will be on a new show. I'm just going to introduce it here. It's going to be called Rebuilding Life After Death. Very different. I'm teaming up with Rhiannon Faulkner of the Faulkner Tarot. She's in the UK. And we are going to be teaming up in order to run a special program for anyone who has lost a loved one through death. It is a support team effort, and it is support for anyone who wishes to come in on the program. So that's going to be every Sunday. It's at 9 o'clock p.m. UK time, and which makes it 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So that will be every Monday. Let me see if I have someone else in the chat room that I don't want to miss anybody. So I'm going to have to go back here for a little bit. Just kind of scroll down. I do have a request. Paisley, if you want a reading, and also for Mike, same thing. Go ahead and just click on One Woman's Wisdom. You will find there's a little, one of the options will say, I think it says private message, and you guys in the chat room can let me know. I can't get into that particular part of the chat. And just give me the name you use every day, the name as it appears on your birth certificate, because that gives me your destiny number, and then also your birthday. And that's month, day, and year, or if you're in Europe or Australia, it may be the opposite direction, but that's all right. We'll figure it out. So go ahead and send it across to me on a private message because we want to keep your information personal. And while you're doing that, I'm going to take the last call I've got over here. That's it's an unknown number, but let me see what I have. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Who do I have on the phone?
Oh. Yes, you have Anna on the phone.
Hi, Anna. Where are you calling in from tonight?
Oh, I'm calling in from Istanbul.
Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome to the show.
And thank you.
And how can I help you this evening?
My birth date is, how can I give it, 28th of January, 1973.
That's fine. 28th of January, 1973. Great.
Yeah.
Let me just add real fast. So you have a birthday coming up. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. You're a four life path. So you're actually going to feel 2011 a little stronger than some other people. It is the year of the teacher and the educator, and probably for you what it will bring about is wanting to delve into topics that you're very interested in. You may also find that you share your wisdom with others more, but let me see what your personal year is. It is a number six. If 2010 was a little bit too much energy for you, a little bit of a roller coaster up and down, you're going to discover that 2011 is a much calmer time. It's
okay.
about the family. It is about creating a family. It can bring special people within your life if you're looking for that special someone. And with your four life path in a six personal year, it will be more so about the family and creating a home. So don't be surprised if you look at your home and you're thinking, I want more of a family atmosphere in it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, continue, please.
Pardon me?
What were you saying?
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to ask you something about work-related anything.
Go ahead. All right. And what is your question?
If I'm going to be working at all.
I like a 6 year for work, and I'm going to give you some personal months as well for bringing that work to you. A number six is also very magnetic in drawing money and people to yourself. So let me look at your personal months. January is a seven. Don't be surprised if January is a little slow. It's going to be a time for just you to look inward. What do you want? What are your plans? It gives you time for yourself. But what I like is February is going to be an eight. And eight is all about money, finance, business. So I'm looking at February, March, April. I'm looking at April for you to be able to really go out and pursue your goals and dreams, and that includes your job. April, May.
Mm-hmm.
May is a good month. It's also a business month.
Okay.
July. September.
Okay.
I like all those months. You've got quite a number of months to bring in that job towards you. So, again, mm-hmm. just like I told the last caller, visualize what you want. And don't worry about how you get it, but visualize what you want to accomplish and have that come towards you.
Yes.
But you've got a lot of business months next year. That's great.
And family.
So, it is about family as well, and all the dynamics of family, yes.
So the last, my last year was a five, and this year is a six.
Yes, and 5 years can be a little bit of a challenge sometimes. So this is a much more creative year. 2011, more creative.
It was a very challenging year.
Okay, this is going to be a break for you. This is going to be a rest for you. I mean, you may be busy with family and you may be busy getting a job, much more peaceful within yourself. We like 6 years.
Sorry?
Number 6 years, yes. Oh, definitely.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, Anna.
Okay, have a good night.
Okay, you have a good year. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let me hop back over to the chat room real fast. All right, Paisley, are you ready? We're going to start adding up numbers. Let me see how fast we can go because we've only have about 11 minutes left, but we'll do our best. Okay, Paisley, I just had to read yours real fast. Are you ready? You have a soul number of 8, personality number of 9. You have a power number of 8. We've got a lot of business folks coming up. Of course, number 4 is also a business number in 2011 is about business. Let me get your destiny name. Now the last name, and you could probably tell me, Paisley, the last name that started with a B, was that the original name on your birth certificate? That's what I need to know. And while you're giving me that answer, I'm going to figure out your life path. And the day you're born is a 1. Okay. Thank you for that update. Okay, wonderful. Your destiny number is a 7, which is all about the spiritual seeker. And I'm going to now do the numbers around your birth date. 22 life path. You are the spiritual teacher, not just the seeker. So that you have a destiny to be a spiritual teacher. You have an attitude of 2. You also have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, maturity number of 11. This is going to be a busy time for you. You are not going to be retiring anytime soon for the rest of your life. Actually, the second half of your life will be far busier than the first part of your life, because the second part of your life is going to bring you into the realm of your master numbers. And you have an 11 and you have a 22. So this is all about not only learning spirituality, because you have a destiny of 7, you are going to teach it. It doesn't necessarily mean you will stand up in a classroom or be running workshops, but if that is your dream and your goal, please follow them, because you have also 2 number 8s in your name, which is all about business and finance. You have a birth date of 1, which tells me you really can go after what you want when you want. But you will touch many people's lives before you to leave this earth as a master number, and especially that 1 of 22. The 22s can actually go into things like Reiki. I'm thinking of a massage therapy, aromatherapy, anything that helps nurture the mind and the soul. Your intuition is far heightened more than the regular 11 master number. And so anything to do with reading, anything to do with psychic readings, anything to do with using pendulums or divination arts is right up your alley. So anything to do with spirituality, you will absolutely be utilizing the second half of your life more than you are now, if you are. So it's very interesting. You'll have to let me know how this goes. Very interesting numbers, but I don't see you sitting at home just, you know, doing this for the neighbors. I see this turning into an actual business. And you will pursue that as an actual business, something to do around spirituality and healing. So 2011, don't be surprised if you draw a lot of people to you, just strangers on the street, asking you your wisdom and about your past ability, about your gifts, advice. This is going to be a real interesting time for you. And well, Mike, I've got one last one. Okay, Mike, I'm probably going to need a little bit of clarification on her name. The name that starts with an N, is that a middle name or is that a maiden name? And while you're giving me that information, I'm going to add up her life path. Okay. You're welcome, Paisley. Mike, are you still there? Did he disappear? There he is. I can get... Let's see. Mike, are you listening? I need to know. I need to know Tony's maiden name and middle name if she has one. And I'm just about to give out. Okay, I will take what I've got. Okay, here we go. Are you ready, Mike? Soul number of 8, personality number of 5, has a power name of 4. And of course, that changed when she changed her name from her maiden name to your last name. Her birthday, she was born on a 5-day. She also has a life path of 5, which is probably why the two of you were attracted. She has an attitude number of 7, which brings a little more quiet time to that 5 life path. Her destiny number is, let me add up real fast. She has a destiny number of 6, which is all about family. And her maturity number is going to be, it is an 11-2. So here we go. I'm looking at all those 5s. She's got 3 5s in her numerical blueprint. And when you have that many 5s, what it tells is that her destiny at this point in her life is to learn how to live life to the fullest. Many times we kind of seclude ourselves, and that 7 is can very well do that. She has a maturity number of 2, and between the two of those, the maturity number tells me that this is a person who, if she hasn't already done so, they find their avenue of love in the last part of their life. The peacefulness and the harmony that they craved in the first part of their life, they eventually learn to find in the last part. The 5 says, get out, move around. She is a person who can handle a lot of change, but her destiny is also about 6. When a person has a 6th destiny, there's a lot of nurturing they give within their life. They do start looking at their family more. But if they, for some of us who the family has moved out, if you have a destiny number of 6, you will start nurturing everything else, such as the dogs, the cats. For me, it was the goats. And you actually get to really... be the cosmic mom. These are the people who become great neighborhood moms. They have, the children love to be around them. But she's also got a soul number of 8, and she's got a power name of 4. And those are business numbers. She does have the ability to be creative with that destiny number of 6. She has the ability to take what she chooses and to actually buy. So with that, I know that was fast, but they've just called my show, which means I've got 90 seconds. So Mike, means I know you. I'll let you know a little more information a little bit later. But what I wanted to do was take this time to wish everybody a very safe 2011 if you're going to be going out this evening, for those in the States. If you are already out, have a safe trip home. Have a wonderful 2011. Let me know how it goes. I'm going into a personal 2-year. I'm going to be happy to have it a little bit more quiet, and I'm going to be concentrating more on the intuition. So that's what I get to do for 2011. Again, thank you for joining me. I'm just going to be doing really lighthearted readings tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, for those who are interested, the program Rebuilding Life After Death on Sunday nights, or for in the States, it'll be Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. In the UK, it's 9 p.m. And it is basically going to be a support group for all of those who have ever lost a loved one and need that support of others. So, again, thank you so much for hanging in there tonight. And I thank all of you. Have a great year.